There are concerns today that a decline in Australia's oil refining capacity could jeopardise the country's access to reliable petrol supplies. Shell Australia says competition from new mega refineries in Asia has forced it to consider shutting down its refinery in Western Sydney. But some in the industry say this will bring Australia's refining capacities to a dangerously low level. Michael Edwards has our report.
The question for workers at the Shell oil refinery at Clyde in Western Sydney is, what will they do next?
Well, firstly, I've got to get home and tell my family, and they'll already know from the media stuff, but I've got to go home and re-evaluate exactly what I'm doing.
And what about the other blokes? I imagine there's a lot of people in a similar situation.
Oh, yeah, they're absolutely smashed, mate.
The Clyde refinery presently employs 310 people. If its refining capabilities are shut down, only 30 to 50 will be required. Many of the workers AM spoke to say they have no idea what they'll do if they lose their jobs.
These are good jobs, these ones, in the oil sector, and it's going to be a shame to see these jobs go from the western suburbs of Sydney. I'm really disappointed.
The plant at Clyde pumps out 75,000 barrels per day, and it's one of only a handful of refineries remaining in Australia. Ron Bowden is the general manager of the Service Station Association. He says the Australian facilities just can't compete with the so-called mega refineries in Asia.
I think the pressures that Shell face with Clyde are pressures that they will all face from time to time, and it's going to be a difficult proposition for Australia to maintain a viable refining industry.
Shell says it will replace the output from the Clyde refinery with Asian imports. Ron Bowden says Australia's dependence on foreign oil is growing rapidly.
What this means is, now instead of importing 25% of our petrol needs and 50% of our diesel needs, we are now going to be importing another 15% more on top of that. It wasn't that long ago that Australia was a net exporter of refined product. We've now become a big importer of refined product. And it's not that far away that we'll be importing more than we make.
If the plant is closed, the price of petrol in Australia is not expected to change in the short term. But Ron Bowden says the situation could change in the long term.
While everything hums along nicely, no, it doesn't matter. But if there are severe supply disruptions in our part of the world, and our nearest refinery source of supply is 6 or 7 days away by sea, that may become a problem. And the other thing you've got to realise is these refineries that we're talking about, where our future supply will come from, will sell their fuel to the highest bidder.
The Greens Senator, Christine Milne, says the situation should be of major concern to the government. She says Australia needs to reduce its dependence on oil imports.
Now this is a wake-up call, because as long as there is available supply, we'll be able to get fuel to Australian specifications from these mega refineries in Asia. But as the oil crisis deepens, it is going to be much more expensive and not necessarily easily available. And that is the point when it's really going to adversely impact our economy. And this should be the point at which Australia says we need to now oil-proof our economy and get off our dependence on foreign oil.
And that's the Greens Senator Christine Milne ending Michael Edwards' report.